perhaps the widest, I'm sorry, perhaps the best and widest known case of the modern disparagement of the Middle Ages is the view propagated in all of our schools that everyone before the Renaissance believed the earth was flat. And I'll bet you all learned that in school and you've read it, that they all thought the world was flat. Do you know that that is absolute nonsense? And Lewis proves that by quoting numerous pre-Renaissance scholars, from Aristotle to Ptolemy to Aquinas, who knew the earth was round. They knew the earth was round. Now, what did the uneducated people think? They just didn't think about it at all. But the people that thought about it knew the earth was round. Columbus just thought the world was smaller than the other authorities, but they all knew the world was round. That is propaganda. That is Enlightenment propaganda. Less well known, but perhaps more significant, is the entrenched modernist belief that only recently has man realized the vastness of space. We have this idea that the pagans or the classical and the Christian medievals all believed the universe was nice and small and compact, a little house, and they didn't realize it was vast. That is another basically lie. It's another form of propaganda. And Lewis exposes that by quoting, again, ancient writers like Boethius, who display a keen understanding not only of the vastness of space, but of the comparative insignificance, spatially speaking, of the Earth. They knew that our Earth was just a dot in space. Now, the question is then, why do we keep propagating this propaganda? Well, Lewis thinks that the reason this misinformation is so prevalent is because modernists would have us believe that the medieval faith in a personal God and in the dignity of man was predicated on a false view of the universe. They want to say, maybe they don't admit it, but they want to say that the only reason the medievals believed what they did about Christianity and whatnot was because they didn't understand the universe. That is propaganda. And by the way, any of you listening that are Catholic, this is also anti-Catholic propaganda. I'm a Protestant, but much of the Reformation is Protestant propaganda showing the Catholics as being backward and not knowing what they're talking about. And Lewis, who also was a Protestant, exposed this. That's part of the genial side of Lewis. But you know what? The funny thing, there's another irony here. These people that think the only reason medievals believed in a personal God and the dignity of man was because of their view of the universe, he said, no, they missed the whole point. The reality of the Christian faith rests precisely on its ability to assert these beliefs, personal God, dignity of man, in the face of a vast, seemingly uncaring cosmos. That's the real triumph of Christianity. They knew the cosmos was huge and seemed unmeaningful, but still they asserted a belief in a personal God. Now, in a similar vein, in miracles that we looked at before, Lewis rebuts the modernist notion that the ancients only believed in miracles because they did not understand the laws of nature. And they say that, oh, it's just because they didn't know that people can't walk on water that they believed in the miracle. But Lewis says they missed the point again. The only way you can recognize that something is a miracle is if you know what the law of nature is that's being abrogated. Do you understand? If you've got to know that people can't walk on the water, or you won't recognize it as a miracle when Jesus walks in the water. So this is a ludicrous statement, and yet people make it. Even better, a lot of people want to say that the only reason the early church believed in the virgin birth is because of their lack of gynecological knowledge. This is nonsense. Joseph knew where babies come from. That's why he was ready to divorce Mary and put her aside. Again, we've got this notion that they were all fools back then. Maybe they didn't have the word gravity, but they knew the reality of gravity. And once again, if you don't know what the natural state of the world is, you won't recognize a supernatural miracle when it happens. Now, linked to the many modernist misperceptions of the Middle Ages is a more subtle bit of propaganda that Lewis spent much of his academic career fighting. And what is this subtle bit of propaganda? It is the widely disseminated view that around 1500, there was a sharp break in the intellectual life of Europe. Of course, I'm talking about the Renaissance or the rebirth of classical knowledge. And I must say, I'm guilty of teaching this too, because I grew up in the modern world too. We have this idea that before 1500, before the Renaissance, Europe was backward and stagnant in its thinking. There's that Catholic attack again. But after the Renaissance, which includes the Protestant Reformation, Europe shrugged off her medieval Catholic heritage and began to progress. And that is taught in all our schools. And like I said, even I've been guilty of teaching because it's in the books. What am I going to? That's what they're reading.